What a great piece. Wow. That was Haochen Zheng playing a movement from Schumann's Humoresque in B flat major. That had so many different moods, and you looked as if you were having a good time with it.
Thanks. I think it's, of course, a very emotionally involving sort of piece. Yeah. Yeah. So, and it has a lot of intimacy, but also a lot of bold imaginations.
Right. So when you're playing all those different moods, and are you thinking, what are you thinking about?
Oh, it's hard to sort of put into a diagram because music isn't, you know, describable with words. So I just literally go with the where the music takes me. I think sort of like poems. I think Schumann is a real poet. A lot of things you think about in poems where you cannot describe what that feeling was about. It's depicting a subject, but it's not really about that concrete subject. It's about something else, about the mental state, which cannot be described by words. So that is what I feel like when I play particularly pieces by Schumann.
Well, I understand this is part of your current recital tour. Did you just get back from China?
Yeah, I just got back 2 days ago, so I'm still a bit jet-lagged.
Yeah. And how do you plan a recital tour? How do you pick pieces for your tours?
Well, I think obviously you have to have a personal connection with the piece. You think you have a personal voice in the piece you play. But also I think it's not right just to pick out pieces you love. But of course you have to think what the pieces have in connection with each other. So I think real concert program is like a big story. So you have to take the audience through a journey. So they transform between pieces, two pieces. So I try to find pieces that have a connection with one another, even not a really obvious connection, but something latent that they're resonating with each other, so that the audience feel like there's going to be some kind of dialogue between the music.
So your program has a narrative arc. It tells a story.
Yeah, that's what I think, how I view programming.
So what will we hear now?
I think the next piece I'm going to play is Brahms' Intermezzo from Opus 118, number 2. It's a very famous piece. You hear it in movies a lot, but really it's not movie music at all. It's one of, it is a popular tune, but it's also one of the most introspective music that Brahms has written. Yeah, so I hope you like it. I always love this piece.
Great. Yeah, yeah. You're listening to WRTI live from the performance studio, Haochen Zheng playing Brahms' Intermezzo.
Thank you.
Beautiful and reflective, as you said. Now, Haochen, you started playing the piano very young, like 3 years old or?
3 years and 9 months old, to be exact.
To be exact. And yeah. You won all sorts of competitions in China at Shanghai Piano Competition at 7 and at 9. And when you were 12, you won the 4th International Tchaikovsky Competition. And then you came to Curtis when you were 15. What was that like?
It was a totally different world. I mean, the teaching styles are very different. I mean, in China, you have most teachers follow sort of a Russian influence where it's more of a systematic way of teaching. And here at Curtis, where I study with Mr. Grafman, he's very open-minded and only gives, I mean, these suggestive ideas and let you think about what you want to do yourself and sort of what kind of ideas and interpretation you want to have. So it's very different, but I'm, you know, really honestly glad to be benefited from both way of teaching.
Yeah, best of both worlds.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you've decided to make Philadelphia your home.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, I think I get spoiled with the city, but it's really, it's so convenient and it has a very intimate feeling. So it has everything that a big city has, but also it feels like in a small town, which is what I love. So I'm still here.
Well, we're glad of that. Yeah. And what will you play next for us?
The next, I'm going to play a piece by Debussy. It's from his Preludes, Book 2, the last one. It's called Feu d'artifice, basically meaning fireworks. And I chose this piece because I think it is one of his most imaginative work. I mean, all his music is very imaginative, but this one is, for me especially, original, because when you think about fireworks, most people would think about something very festive and very present. You know, it's for celebration, and it's loud and flamboyant. But he really took an opposite direction. The fireworks under him is very atmospheric and very distant, and has a very alluring quality, which I think nobody ever writes like that for fireworks. So, yeah.
You're listening to WRTI live from the WRTI Performance Studio, Haochen Zheng playing Debussy.
Thank you.
That was terrific. And I will not watch fireworks the same way again.
Thanks.
Now, you're here to play Rachmaninoff's second piano concerto with the Philadelphia Orchestra tomorrow night and Saturday night. You have been on a recital tour in China. You're playing recital pieces for us now. How do you, what's your secret to balancing all of this and to having all this music in your head at the same time?
Well, I think that is a challenge for all pianists, and that we all have to deal with this sort of to change mindset, or change change worlds. And I mean, our travel is already an example that when we fly from different places, the audience are different, the feeling is different. Of course, that's going to affect how you play. And I don't know. I think it's just you have to just really adapt and to each kind of setting. Of course, playing concerto is very, very different from playing, you know, these delicate solo pieces. But I think if you just give yourself to music, if you don't, you know, have a very strict self-awareness, but you're in the music, you give yourself to it, then you allow yourself a greater amount of flexibility and adaptability.
And I guess also you are home this weekend. You live here, so maybe you have a little bit of time to relax.
Yeah. Yeah. Although only for a couple of days. So, yeah.
Because you're headed back to China.
Because I'm heading back to China right after the concerts.
Wow. Yeah. Well, we are so happy that you have had the time to come here. What is the last piece you'll play for us?
Just to change moods, because all the previous pieces are quite imaginative and delicate, but I think I'm just going to, for the sake of contrast, play a very famous encore piece, a virtuosic piece called Carmen Variation, arranged by Horowitz.
Yeah. Great. Yeah. You're listening to WRTI live from the performance studio, pianist Haochen Zhang. Thank you. What a wonderful, exciting finish to this marvelous program you've had given us, Haochen Zheng.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Well, Haochen is performing Rachmaninoff's second piano concerto with the Philadelphia Orchestra at Verizon Hall tomorrow evening and Saturday evening at 8 p.m.
Yeah.
And thank you so much for coming to WRTI to share some of this terrific music with us.
No, it's such a pleasure to be here. Thank you, Susan.